The EPA's rule only applies to dry cleaners located in residential buildings. They're giving the cleaners 14 years to phase out the use of perchloroethylene, or PERC. PERC is suspected of increasing the risk of cancer and causing other serious health problems. Steve Risotto is with the Halogenated Solvents Industry Alliance. His group represents the makers of PERC and is suing the EPA. He says the alternatives to PERC might pose other risks.
If you ask most cleaners what they would use instead of PERC, the hands-down favorite is a synthetic hydrocarbon that is combustible. So now you're bringing the issues of flammability and combustibility back into those residences.
Industry groups are not the only ones who don't like the rule. The Sierra Club, an environmental group, has also filed a lawsuit against the EPA. It wants PERC banned at all dry cleaners, not just in residential buildings. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.